When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Yeah, sometimes you can't really ask the people around you because you don't think they're going to give you a straight answer. So you come to us and we toss it out to our listeners and give you an unbiased look at your situation. Kelly, you want to read this?
Sure. This one comes from, quote, Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, guys. Was wondering if you could post my situation in group therapy. There's this girl I'm interested in that I met on Facebook. Now, we haven't gone out, but we did run into each other and spoke for a few minutes.
All right. And you know what? And I want to stop you there because the first time I read this, I glazed over that part and I was thinking, oh, man, he's getting catfished. So he actually has, like, run into her. So he knows
met
it's
her
real.
In person.
Okay. All right. Continue.
Yes,
sorry.
Yes. So he said, I have offered to take her out multiple times. She would always seem to have plans. I don't think she's lying to me about them. She acts like in our conversations that we would be able to meet sometime. But now she said she's afraid of being hurt.
Mm.
So I take it in the past she's had a bad relationship.
Right.
I assured her that I would never cheat or be physical with another girl. We have probably been texting for a couple of months. I'm not trying to be too pushy by asking her out all the time, so I kind of backed off asking.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want her to feel pressured or anything like that. But in a weird way, I'm getting feelings for her just with the conversations we're having.
Gotcha.
She doesn't ghost me or anything like that. She answers my texts pretty much right away. But I am usually the one that initiates the conversation.
Mm.
Sometimes she does send me the first message, but not often. So my question is, how long should I chase her before I just give up?
Oh.
She seems different from most other girls, so I don't want to give up too soon, but I normally wouldn't have tried this hard in the past.
Gotcha.
I just kind of need some advice before my emotions get too much involved.
Yeah, that's a tough one because we're all just trying to feel each other out, especially at the very beginning stages of a relationship. And sometimes timing is everything.
Yeah. And, you know, it sounds like he's given her plenty of opportunities to actually have a date and she hasn't taken those. And so that leads me to think that maybe she's just being really polite, doesn't want to hurt him, doesn't want to let him down. So that's why she's always responding. But she's not, you know, initiating saying, hey, why don't we meet this weekend? You know, because she knows he wants to go out with her.
Yeah, I think he's made that clear.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there anybody who is listening who legit started off with their current boyfriend or girlfriend and it was just like,
it took forever.
It took forever because you legit had stuff come up and it was just like trying to get together that first time. But then once you did go out on that date, it was just sparks.
It clicked. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But so I'd love to hear from you at 502-571-9970.
Because my gut is telling me that she just doesn't want to hurt his feelings.
Yeah.
Because I feel like there's been many opportunities and she hasn't reciprocated saying, oh, hey, I know I've been busy a lot. But what are you doing, like, this Friday?
Okay. 502-571-9970. So Andrew has had great text exchanges with a girl he's into. She always gives him an excuse as to why they can't get together. He's catching feelings, wondering how long he actually pursues this before he just kind of gives up on it.
So a lot of people are kind of thinking that maybe she's being polite.
Well, Caroline texts in and says, so I've been on the girl's side before. Honestly, I think I just needed someone to talk to at the time while I was going through something rough. But I didn't see him as a boyfriend. I didn't want to tell him that I didn't want to go out with him. But I always had an excuse for why I couldn't see him. I simply was lonely and enjoyed the conversations.
Yeah. So Brittany says kind of the same thing. Back off where you aren't texting her and do your own thing. If she likes you and sees you aren't texting, she will text or call you if she's interested.
Laura says, focus on the friendship. It could develop into more down the road, but don't push it and don't just drop her as a friend altogether. Being friends without any type of romantic relationship is important. Just have fun.
That is true. Shannon said, I'd straight up ask her if she's interested. You guys may be better off as friends, but you need to figure out if you're like permanently in the friend zone or if there's potential.
Is it awkward for a woman to be friends with a guy that she knows wants her romantically?
That's tough, because if you know that the guy is really into you, and you want to just be friends, I think you just have to be really upfront about your intentions. Mm-hmm. Like, I see you just as a friend. I really, really would like to have you in my life, but I see us as friends. And then he's got to decide if he can handle that relationship or if it's just going to hurt too much.
So I asked, you know, is there anyone who has been on this side and it worked out? Like, where you just couldn't get together, you, like, things were awkward at first, but then now it's good.
Now it's the right time.
Yeah, Isabella.
So, actually, I met my husband almost 3 years ago, and I was not interested when I first met him. We texted for a little bit, we went on a date, but he just wasn't my type. He, you know, I just didn't like him, but I wanted to be his friend. He was a really nice guy, and he just kept on and kept on for about 2 months, and he was so sweet. He was just a good friend to me and basically told me he wanted what was best for me and whatever that was, regardless of who it was.
Aww. And was that something that started to chip away the armor?
That was the very first thing. So he just continued to be friends, continued to check up on me for about 2 months, because I was seeing other people, and he was too, and he invited me to a car show, and when I left, that's what he said to me, and then he asked if he could kiss me, and then we basically started dating from there.
So, Isabella, you're all like, listen, it's a marathon, not a race.
Yes.
So it was the monster trucks that did it. It was the cars. It was the big engines. It was the Hemi. It was like the weight of my heart is a Hemi.
57 Nova.
There it is. All right, Isabella, I appreciate you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Have a good day.
So maybe Andrew just needs to take her to a car show.
Is that the secret formula?
Maybe it's a car show. Maybe it's a Hemi. If you got a Hemi under the hood, then maybe that's the key.
Now, see, Fran is all like, have you seen the movie? He's just not that into you. Oh, well, she's not that into you.
Okay.
Yikes. Yeah. I think most people are just saying, listen, you know, you've made your intentions known.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, maybe she needs to figure this out on her own. You need to back off. Let her figure it out. And if she decides you are someone she would like to date, she knows where to find you.
When her current crush ends, then maybe she knows that you're a backup. And
yeah, see, a lot of people are pointing that out, that maybe she's dating other people right now. And you're kind of like on the back burner just in case.
All right. Well, Andrew, hopefully this helps. And I think we're all saying, look, maybe you just say, I'm here for you. And, you know, let me know when you want to talk or whatever.
Well, and try to move on, because he is kind of developing feelings. And that's the biggest thing here is, you know, he's got to, you know, protect his own heart. So I feel like he needs to maybe set his sights elsewhere or just kind of get out of the mindset that, you know, she's going to be his girlfriend soon. Try to concentrate on other things, and then if she comes around, then yay.
Yeah, and then that's when you take her to the truck rally. All right, that's group therapy here on 99.7 DJX.